Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's so good to be with you. My dreams come true. Hall & Oates, your artist of the day. On a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in Kansas City. And don't forget, this is National Nurses Day. And coming up right after 5:30, we'll do an ode to the nurse. And if you have a nurse in your life, you're welcome to call in. Name them if you want. If you don't want to, fine. Where they work, if you want to name it, fine. Just let them know you're proud of them and you're pulling for them.
I also want to shout out to Red Door Grill. I go to the one out south, but I think there's more than one location. They are today donating a percentage of their sales to the family of Officer Mosher.
Oh, that's nice.
And so if you are looking to carry out tonight, please support that effort at Red Door Grill. You know, you just like drive right up. They've got a woman standing outside that'll take your order and then bring it out. And I think it's 15% that they're donating to the family, which is lovely. And that story continues just to break my heart. Did you see they spoke out overnight, Scott, the daughter and his wife, as well as his mother, and those three human beings have more strength in a million years than I would ever have.
Yeah. What did they say? I didn't see it.
That he had just always, it was a calling for him to be a police officer. And they interviewed one of his longtime friends who's a police officer in Lawrence, who said, you know, from the time he was, I think, 3 years old, he wanted to be a police officer and help people. And they have a beautiful outlook, even in the midst of all of the horror. And they thanked everybody for lining up when the procession went by. They said it really meant more than anyone will ever know that everybody lined the street with American flags and stopped what they were doing. I think there was a little girl holding up a sign, and they said they will remember that for the rest of their lives. Yeah.
I can't even imagine what they're going through. May God bless them. I got a story here from CBS. I don't know if I believe this one or not. You know me, Dana. I'm always a skeptic. Speaking of police, but this is obviously not as tragic as the Officer Mosher story. A Utah Highway Patrol trooper got a pint-sized surprise when he pulled over a five-year-old who was swerving so badly he thought the driver needed medical attention. Trooper Rick Morgan said the boy did not respond to his lights, but pulled over when he hit his siren on Interstate 15 in Ogden. Quote, I approached the vehicle, and I was expecting to find somebody who needed an ambulance or paramedics, or maybe he was drunk. Mm-hmm. But Morgan said when the window came down, it was pretty clear that it was a very underage driver who was behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. The boy was sitting on the edge of his seat so he could reach the brakes. Mm-hmm. CBS Salt Lake City affiliate, KUTV. Sam, can you... Sam?
They've got a photo of this kid.
Can you look up the report on YouTube or something? It's from KUTV. No, that's not a college television station in Lawrence. It's the CBS affiliate in Salt Lake of this five-year-old boy named Adrian. He had managed to get the keys out of his family's Dodge Journey and drive it 2 miles through Ogden and then got onto the Interstate 15. Where did you come from? How did you get this car? The officer says to Adrian, baffled. Morgan said the boy told him he was going to his sister's house in California. The boy told another trooper he wanted to buy a Lamborghini when he got there, mm-hmm. and then flashed open his wallet, showing his cash to purchase his dream car, a total of $3.
I'm not laughing because it's not funny. He could have killed somebody, but apparently an older sibling was watching the little boy.
And fell asleep,
and then he just grabbed the keys, and away we go.
Is a five-year-old big enough to drive a car?
Okay, so there is a photo, and they've blurred out his face. This is a much larger-than-average five-year-old.
Okay.
Much larger.
So he's been eating his spinach. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
He's a big one.
Okay. Now, would my five-year-olds have been able to drive a car? No. But would this kid with a smaller car be able to reach the pedals? Maybe.
All right. Sam has found the story. Sam, can we give the story from KUTV in Salt Lake City a little listen here?
Adrian isn't saying much tonight.
They're pulled over.
But then again, it's tough to even find words to begin to describe what he's been through today.
Police said I drive good.
That's Adrian behind the wheel of this SUV as Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Rick Morgan gets him to pull over on I-15.
It was pretty clear when the window came down.
At just 5 years old. Adrian had taken the keys to his family's Dodge Journey and gone on his own journey. Up Lincoln Avenue through downtown Ogden, and then to the 25th Street entrance to the highway.
Was not expecting to find what I found.
Trooper Morgan and other officers found Adrian's house 2 miles away.
Oh, I lost it.
And back at home, his sister Sydney could not believe it.
I called people because I was scared.
She says she was watching him and had taken a nap when she woke up.
And I seen that the truck was gone, that he was gone, and the keys were gone.
And there too.
With just $3 in hand, what Adrian lacked in money, he made up for in ambition.
Adrian
says he was going to drive to California to buy a Lamborghini. His family says he's always loved cars, but they don't even know how he figured out how to drive an actual car.
How does a little five-year-old, 11 years younger than me, do it and I can't?
Home safe and lesson learned.
Oh, yeah, a lot, many. To never leave the keys out.
It will be a few more years before little Adrian will be back on the road.
Now, what lesson did you learn? Well, hide the keys. That's lesson number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be honest. How old were you the first time you took your parents' car and you were not supposed to take your parents' car?
Did I have a license or not? I've never driven without a license.
Sam?
I have never once taken my parents' car without their permission.
Really?
Now, I, with friends, may or may not have ridden in the passenger seat of their parents' car without their parents' permission. But as far as taking my own parents' car without their permission, I've not done that.
I've never taken my parents' car without their permission. I've done things to their cars without their permission, like jumping the crazy bump on Highway 5 in Leavenworth. But, I mean, we went airborne in my mom's Mercedes like the Dukes of Damn Hazard in my mom's Mercedes, and then I'll never forget when one time the transmission fell out. And, well, it fell out when she was driving it, and she came home, and she's like, the transmission fell out of the Mercedes. And by the way, we were not rich. They bought the car when we were overseas and brought it back on your taxpayer dime, by the way. But Brenninger and Chris Smith and I used to take my mom's Mercedes over to the crazy bump on Highway 5 in Leavenworth, and we would jump that thing like we were Bo and Luke Duke.
And then the transmission fell out of it?
When she was driving it, and she came home, and she's like, the transmission fell out of the Mercedes. And I go, damn, what'd you do?
I never, ever took my mom and dad's car, but I know my brother did. I know he did. And I think, like, pretty young. I would have to text him and ask him.
Get him on.
I'll text him and ask him how old he was when he took dad's car.
Text him and ask him to call in. Because I've been reading his Facebook. He needs a psychological examination. I'm just being honest with Austin. I love that kid, but he needs a psychological examination. Telephone number here is 576-7798. You know you took your parents' car when you weren't supposed to. You know you snuck out and took it out of the drive. Remember that time you came home a little too late, Dana?
Yeah.
Jumped into bed. And Dad touched the hood of your car and knew that you were lying.
He came up and he goes, I know you're faking and you're not asleep. And you missed your curfew because your engine is still warm on your car.
Great story. Great story.
I just
go,
what?
Huh? Oh,
sorry, well, I've been sleeping.
Oh.
11.
Interrupted a great dream there, Dad.
Oh, my God. I flew into that house about 30 seconds before my mom and dad got there, and I thought I had won the lottery. Then he checked the engine.
Oh,
and it wasn't warm. It was hot.
The old touch the hood.
Metal does retain heat.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, looks like somebody just got home.
Don't.
You know you took your parents' car when you weren't supposed to. Fess up. They can't put you on restriction now. 576-7798. And coming up after 5:30, it is National Nurses Day. You get to honor the nurse in your life when we get back after 5:30 here on Dana and Parks.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Mike Brenninger and Chris Smith. And my mom, and my mom's transmission. Never saw it coming. Sam, take us to the phone. Go ahead, Dana. Sorry to interrupt you.
You asked me to ask Austin, and I got two different replies. The first time he took dad's Honda without his permission was high schoolish age. I think it was young high school. But he also got into our grandpa's truck around age 4 or 5 and popped it into neutral, and that thing started rolling backward toward the house.
Oh,
I will never forget
toward
it.
Toward the house.
I opened the curtains, and I looked out the window, and I saw his eyes were as big as saucers because it was reversing toward the house. And I screamed, Austin's rolling in grandpa's truck! And they all go running outside and put it in...
pull
the
emergency brake. Yeah.
Oh, my grandpa, the door just flew open and he ended up not hitting the house. But
thank God.
Yeah.
Sam, send us to the people.
Kenny and Olathe.
Hey, Kenny. What's up? Good afternoon, man.
Hey, Scott, Dana. I'm a really great guy. I'm not a bad person, but I took mom's car when I was like 13. I think I was 14, actually. And I had it for an entire day.
Huh.
An entire day. And then a bunch of police cars pulled me over. I was really curious why. Then I seen a gun. Yeah, so I got drug out at gunpoint in a stolen vehicle, police stopped, because mom said enough is enough, reported it stolen, I'm going to learn my lesson.
Oh!
And only time, I promise. First and only time, but I wasn't an angel. So I think mom was just like, yeah, you're going to learn today. So
I love the story. I bet you did, Kenny.
For the record, in 2007, I bought her cash a brand new car.
Good for
I
you.
I told her we're even.
We're even. All right, I think we got Sam time for one more real quick if we could.
Let's go to Ann in Lawrence.
Hi, Ann. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. I love the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I am guilty of taking my parents' car without their permission. They said they were going out of town, just a quick overnight trip, and I was 14 years old. My mom left her keys. I got the keys. I was living in Carmel at the time, so I took her Cavalier station wagon, went to Carmel to cruise the strip and the ocean, and I went to go get a snack, and I'm in the car, and I'm feeling really confident and cool, and my parents pull up right next to me, roll down the window, and say, "Pull over!"
Your parents pulled up next to you.
Yes. They apparently didn't go out of town. They actually were probably tricking me. I don't know if that's exactly what they did, but yes. They found me. It was like the most mortifying thing ever, you know. Pulled over the car, had to get in the back of the car, you know, just take it. It was bad.
I think I'd rather be pulled over by a police officer than have my mom and dad pull up next to me.
It was horrifying.
Who'd you have
but
to ride?
I did make them proud.
Who'd you have to ride home with, mom or dad?
I had to ride home with my father.
And
it was my mom's car.
How'd that go?
I just didn't say anything. I just let him talk. Or sort of yell. But
yeah.
It was a different time back then.
Sometimes it's less to say less, or sometimes it's better to say less.
Exactly. Exactly.
And listen just a little bit more. Well, I'm glad you're safe. wow.
That was a good question, though. I loved it. Brought back memories.
Well, bad choices make good memories, so.
Yes, they do.
When we get back, hey, thanks for the call. Do appreciate it, man. When we get back, it is National Nurse Day. Clearly, they are on the front line. If you have a nurse in your life that you would like to honor and make sure that he or she is appreciated, you're welcome to do it. 576-7798. 576-7798. Your accolades in just a moment here on Den and Parks.
You're the engine that makes all things go. And you're always in disguise, my hero. I see your light in the dark. Smile in my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, no, I love you for that. Honest and selfless. I don't know if this helps it, but good job. You're doing a good job.
New song here from Alicia Keys.
Don't get too down.
Beg your pardon?
Gives me chills.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. It's to all the frontline workers. And we will get, I think we have a full board, but Sam does a really bad job of maintaining his prostate health and his decision making. He has to run to the bathroom. Go, go, go!
Today is National Nurses Day. It is observed every year on May 6th and ends on May 12th, which I think is International Nurses Day. And May 12th is the birth of Florence Nightingale, the anniversary of the birth of Florence Nightingale.
Oh, okay.
Who, of course, was the founder of, I think, modern nursing as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so today is the national day. There's a hashtag National Nurses Day. And shout out to all of the nurses listening. If you love a nurse and they are working on the front lines today, know that we are thinking about them today. And I texted Scott last night.
And before I get any crap about this, because you guys make fun of me because I talk about Kelly too much, who works in that, she's a nurse practitioner, I don't care. This was not my idea. This was your idea.
No, it was my idea.
And I have one in my family, and she knows she's appreciated, and I'm not going to name her because all you're going to do is make fun of me. And screw you, both of you.
I think it is perfectly appropriate to talk about what she does for a living during a topic about nursing.
Okay. Well, I would like to honor Kelly on this Nurse Appreciation Day. And while we're waiting for Sam to come back from his bladder removal process, somebody writes in, I'm a driver. I have to text him before driving. I would like to honor Nurse Stephanie. Stephanie, Daddy loves you. Thanks if you guys can get this in. All right. From 8125, I am a nurse of 40 years working at a rural clinic in Plattsburgh, Missouri. I've been there for 30 years. Thank you for recognizing us today. No, I think the thanks comes from here, not from you. Thank you. So as soon as Sam gets back from the restroom, hopefully he does proper hand washing etiquette, 20 seconds.
I sang happy birthday twice.
Good for you.
Scrub-a-dub-dubbin'.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. Such a dork. But I love you. I love you. You're my dork.
Denise and Leewood.
All right, let's go. Hey, Denise, what's up?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you. It's
yours. Hi. Thank you. I have a great nurse in my life that I just have to give a big shout out to. It's Mallory Brock. She's in Belton. She is a pediatric oncology nurse at Children's Mercy. She's a mom of three. She has been making, in her spare time, you can imagine that, she's been making hundreds of masks to help people safe. And she also volunteers at her local humane society. I can't say enough about her. Just love her.
Good on you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Be well. Be safe. Sam?
Susan and KC.
Okay. Susan? Susan wants, don't lose this opportunity. Susan.
Well, you know what? We can go to the next person and try to get Susan back.
Okay.
Gabe in Overland Park.
Hey, Gabe. Good afternoon. Welcome, man.
Hey, I'm honoring my dad, Vince. He works at St. Luke South in Overland Park, Kansas. He's been working pretty hard. I'm really proud of him. So, yeah.
Your dad got a first name? Don't give his last?
Vince.
Vince. All right.
Vince.
We honor Vince this afternoon.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You do the same.
You too.
You do the same, young man.
Sweet buddy.
Sam? I know, Sam, and by the way, I know you're swamped back there. You are doing yeoman's work.
Well, thank you.
Sending us to everybody on the phones and answering them at the same time. Whenever you're ready, just send us to the next one.
Call us at 576. Well, I'll let you
we
do,
lost
you
a
do
couple.
It so much
We
better.
Lost a couple. Okay. We had a full board. 576-7798. 576-7798. If you would like to honor the nurse in your life, we will gladly give you that opportunity to do that on the air. I would like to honor my sister, Nurse Erica. That is from 3775. I hesitate to give out last names. I don't like to do that.
From the text line, 1538, Nurse Stephanie, Daddy loves you.
Aww.
That's good. That was good.
Why are you laughing?
Well, just 4373 said, I would also like to honor Kelly, nurse practitioner. This is not a joke. This is actually not a joke.
Okay, good.
For taking care of me last year with my C2 fracture. This is from a fellow nurse.
Aww.
You're a lucky man, Scott Parks.
Aww.
You don't have to tell me.
Dunkin' Donuts is doing free iced or hot coffee for nurses this week. Krispy Kreme on May 11th is giving away a free dozen glazed donuts to nurses. I love this. For a week in April, Chipotle has pledged to donate a burrito to a healthcare worker each time a customer ordered online. And you've got to name your burrito Four Heroes, the number four heroes, and it will donate up to 100,000 burritos to nurses.
Okay. Got one here from 2760. Man, the text line's going crazy. 2767.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys mind if I make a quick shout out to my brother Matt and his wife Amanda? They are both nurses, anesthesiasts that put people to anesthetists. Sorry, thank you.
He's got a journalism degree.
No, it's really hard to say that word. That is not just him.
The next time one of you screws up a word, I'm going to town.
I am telling
you,
I am not. I am not a fan of that word. I'm a fan of that.
Anesthetists. Anesthetists.
I'm a fan of that profession. I am not a fan of the word.
I would like to honor Michelle and Emily. This is from Carl. Okay, let's go to the phone, Sam, if we could.
Let's go to Jeff in Kansas City.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you doing this. I'd like to give a shout-out to my niece, Jamie Franklin, who's on the front lines as an ER nurse at KU Med.
Right on.
Wonderful.
Right on. God bless her. God bless her. Sam?
Brian in Kansas City.
Brian, come on, buddy. What's up?
Hey, yeah, guys. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you.
Listen to you every day. First-time caller. I just wanted to honor Liz. She's in Kansas City, Kansas, and St. Luke's, and she's been in all of this stuff, and I miss her a whole lot. Haven't been able to see her. She's been kind of staying away, and hopefully she hears this.
Well, God bless Liz, and thank you for making the call. I do appreciate it.
Bob in North Kansas City.
All right, Bob. What's up?
Hey, love you guys' show. Listen to you every day.
Thank you, brother.
And I have three nieces that are nurses.
Three nieces?
Yeah. Wow. Sherry, Bobby, and Cheryl. And I love them all and so proud of all of them.
God bless them all, man. Thank you for making the call. Do appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, be well. I think we got one more before we go to the break.
We do. Steve in Excelsior Springs.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. It's Steve. Two nurses. My son, who's in a cardiac ICU nurse in Springfield at Mercy. And then my niece, Barbara, is a nurse at North Kansas City Hospital. Thank
proud
you, guys.
Proud of them both. I'm sure you are, my friend.
Yeah, we are. Thank you.
Good for you, buddy. Debbie and Gina at St. Mary's Blue Springs. Thanks to both of you. My wonderful aunt, Mary Ellen, a nurse at KU Med for 39 years.
Wow.
Huh. Scott, I'd like to call out my cousin, Rochelle. She works at Providence Medical Center in the ER, and her kiddo was on your soccer team.
Aw.
That's nice. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. It is National Nurses Day. God knows we need them now more than ever before. Got one in your family, somebody that's close to you, you'd like to give a shout out, you're welcome to. 576-7798.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome back. It is National Nurses Day, so we're allowing you, allowing you is the wrong word, asking you to give a shout out to the nurses in your life. Understand we have a special guest calling into the show this afternoon.
We do. Special guest, you're on the air.
Well, hello.
Hello, special guest.
2 days in a row. This is nuts.
Michael, this is for the record, this is Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda. Yeah. Hello, Tom.
Tom Kane, it is. Talking about my aunt, I am. Yes.
Your aunt is a nurse?
Yes, my aunt was a nurse. She passed away about a year ago, but she is the most important nurse in my entire life because without her, I wouldn't be here. In 1962, when I was born, my mom was 18 years old, and back in the bad old days, they thought that a woman going through labor just needed to be put down. They just dumped a bunch of morphine or whatever they did and put her to sleep.
Ether.
Yeah, they did. So my mom, who was just out of high school, is giving birth to me. They put her to sleep. My aunt, her sister, was 8 months pregnant with my cousin and worked at Research Hospital downtown. And she was helping the doctor to deliver me, thinking it was just going to be sort of a normal little, help my little sister have a baby. Well, it didn't work out so good because apparently the cord was wrapped around my neck and I wasn't coming out anytime soon because my mom was a track star. She had like records in Kansas City for running track and whatever. So she was as strong as a horse. And I finally came out, and I was blue as the summer sky. And the doctor was like, this is not looking good. And back in the day, my aunt told me this, they had a clock in the ER, the where they delivered babies, and they would punch a button. And if you got to a certain number of minutes before the baby started breathing, they just put a sheet over it and said,
"Oh God,
yeah." Well, because they said this is too long. There's brain damage. This baby is not. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
So apparently that clock went ding, and the doctor is looking over. And normally they would have put a sheet over me, but my aunt, my mom's sister, happened to be in the room. And she was, again, 8 months pregnant with my cousin, and she's looking at the doctor she knows and is like, do something. And apparently the guy was just, you know, going, what? He ran over to the sink where they scrub, you know, they scrub their hands, you know, to get clean. Well, he kicked on the hot and the cold water on both, and he started running me back and forth, hot, cold, hot, cold, just dipping me back and forth, scalding water.
What a horrible entry into this universe.
Well, that explains a lot. Anyway, but he just ran me under scalding water and then cold water back and forth, and the clock had long run out, and then all of a sudden I went, and started doing it. And so anyway, it's all fine. Everyone's good. And my mom, who was doped to the gills, when they brought me in like an hour later and she started to wake up from whatever drugs they gave women back then to not have to deal with labor, they handed her newborn baby me, and she looked down at him because I was messed up. I mean, my nose was mush, and I was like, and she goes, oh, my God. He's so ugly.
Tom, great story. Great story.
Unfortunately, it worked.
Tom, we're glad we got you in. Let's get a couple more in here real quick.
Jeremy and Olathe.
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. So my wife was delivered our baby 12 weeks early at KU Med, and we had two nurses that literally saved our daughter's life. So I want to give a shout-out to Lauren and Amber in the NICU at KU Medical Center for being incredible human beings and will be lifelong friends of ours. We're so grateful for all the work that they did to save our daughter. She's 12 pounds, 9 ounces, a little chunky muffin now, and we could not be more grateful for them. So thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you, Jeremy. Great call. Sam, we got room for one more, I think, if we can, real quick.
Billy in North KC.
Billy in North KC. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, you bet. So that explains a lot about Tom Kane.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
However, I wanted my shout-outs to the nurses and practitioners at the North Kansas City Hospital Wound Care Center. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't have a foot on my foot right now because of diabetic issues. I was so close to amputation, and they just would not give up. And we're still fighting it, but that crew by far, I'd like to shout out to one or two, but they're also top flight professionals that, as a team, North Kansas City Hospital Wound Care Center. I try to bribe them with as many cupcakes and cookies as I can bring every week, but they're still fighting. They're wonderful people. And anybody that I've dealt with at that hospital has just been 100%, you know, giving of their time and their families, and you know, they are certainly heroes of the first degree on the front lines, no doubt about it.
Right on, brother. Right on, man. As I leave you tonight, if I may, just a quick shout-out to the nurse that gave me life, St. Margaret of Shawnee. I've never shared that with you. She was a nurse.
What? Mm-hmm. At 5:58 on Nurses' Day.
I was saving
that
for the end.
You're dropping that on us?
I was saving it for the end. I'd like to give a shout out to St. Margaret of Shawnee, who was a nurse. That is correct.
What?
Graduated from the University of Massachusetts.
That is amazing. I had no idea.
That's a true story. Yep. My mom was a nurse. Happy Nurses Day to all of you who go way above and beyond what we would ever be willing to do, and you are so much braver than we are. May God bless all of you, and may God bless all of your families. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my good friend and co-host, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. I love you, Mom. Be good. Forever. Sarah. Smile. Oh, won't you smile?
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.